Hello.
Hello, Frida.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Larry Goins with Neighborhood Housing. We've been kind of trying to reach each other, or I've been trying to reach you for a while. I know you've been slammed at your four houses over there.
Yep.
You ever get those sold?
No.
Oh, okay. Did I catch you at a bad time, or is this okay?
It's fine.
Okay, good, good, good. So, yeah, Michael got a little bit of information here, but let's see, on your properties. We're buying a lot of rental properties in Shelby right now, and typically selling where the rents are about 2% per month. Let's see, I see you got one here that's rented out $400. You know what the total rents on all these are?
Or well, I can go through. Well, I got one to $600 and the other three to $400 each.
Oh, okay. So 12, that's $1,800 a month total. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you have an idea what you wanted to try to get for them, if you could sell them for a quick cash sale?
Well, I don't really need the cash that quick, but I just like to get rid of them because I'm getting too old to be aggravated with them.
Right. I'm with you.
Maybe some kind of offer.
Well, we are buying a lot of rental properties in Cleveland County, Rutherford County, and as we see selling there with rental properties with tenants in them, they're selling where rents are 2% per month. So if yours bringing in, it's probably not going to be what you want, but for a quick cash sale as is, where rents are bringing in $1,800 a month, that would put a cash sale price on it with a tenant in it of $90,000. So, yeah.
Yeah. The lots are worth more than that.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion.
Right, I'm with you. What would you want to get for it?
Well, I'd like to get the tax value on them. So I'd like to get, but that's neither here nor there.
Right. Yeah, they're just rental properties with tenants in them in place. They just aren't going for that, you know, these days.
Okay, but. I don't have to sell them, and right now there are somebody living in them, so I'm not really. It's just the fact that I'm 79 years old.
Oh wow! You never would know that by talking to you.
And I absolutely do not need that responsibility anymore because I'm tired. I mean, that's just all I can make out of it. I am literally tired.
Sure.
And I'm tired of you know, looking at it and seeing the insurance paid and doing all the county tax and all these things, and I'm just basically tired of just having them and having to think about it. And, you know, the people that are there pay fairly well. I don't have to harass them. I don't have to really get ill with them. Sometimes they're a few days late, but that's okay because I know when you work a public job and you have obligations and when you have utilities, sometimes in the wintertime you do kind of between a rock and a hard place and understand.
Sure.
So far, they've been real good about paying their rent. As I say, sometimes they're late because they know that you're supposed to pay by the 10th of the month, and sometimes it might be the 12th or 15th, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. And I've tried to work with them because I know that they are a working class of people and they don't have a lot of extra money.
Sure, I'm with you.
But I know that wherever they live, even if it went to a duplex or an apartment, it would be more rent than what they're paying now. I mean, I feel like the apartment houses and duplexes and things are renting for more than I'm getting out of them. But at the same time, they're not costing me any money. Basically, I'm having, at the end of the year, I'm not losing money on the property. I'll put it that way.
Right, I'm with you.
With my insurance in the county, I'm not losing any money on them.
So
it's not the end of the world. And I've got one I'd like to put a roof on or do something to it. But other than that, you know, but that's just, then that just kind of goes along with the territory as far as I'm concerned.
It is, isn't it? It kind of goes along with the territory.
Yeah, but had
you ever thought about, or would you be interested in maybe seller financing it if it could get you some more money, a higher price?
I probably wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah. Typically for a cash price, you know, I need to be at, you know, where rents are 2% per month, right?
Yeah.
But for seller finance price, I mean, it's bringing in $1,800 a month right now. And I'm guessing they're all in pretty decent shape. Like you said, the one's going to need a roof for long. But
I know that for a fact. So, I mean, they're Most of them have got like pretty good furnaces in them.
I'm with you.
And the roofs are, it's not been that long. They've not been on forever, and it's not been 20 years since I put a roof on them. I put it that way.
What kind of price would you to get for it? I mean, what, you know, if you said, yeah, I'd sell it, but this is the price I want for it, and I'll see what a payment would be on that with self-financing.
Well, all four of them, I'd really look at some of the neighborhood and make $150,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to need to keep the payment, you know, low, you know, so, you know, because you got to have some reserves
You got to have enough for coming in and take care of what you got going out.
Taxes, insurance, repairs, maintenance, and all that stuff. Right.
I just got a bill today, insurance, and the insurance on the properties are not astronomically high because they're in a good fire district. They're close to the fire departments, and it really has its advantages where they're located.
Right.
But out in the country, I know it would be more because you're not fire hydrants and things that close in. But
yeah,
have a good rate. I think they'll have a good rate on the insurance.
Right.
That I have to pay for that.
And if you sold them,
I think the city's extremely, whoever does their appraisals are extremely overextending themselves so far as what the value is on the property.
Right.
I mean,
right. Well, that's what you pay your taxes on too.
Yeah, and that's what it's based on. And actually, the values that we've got on the houses are astronomically high, I think.
Right.
You know, like my house I live in, I think it's extremely high because I know what I pay for it. I know how old it is, and I know the condition it's in. And I really feel like the house is not worth what the appraisal on the property. And there's some things true with those houses. I honestly know that they're not Taj Mahals, and they're not really that bad, but I know that they're overly appraised when you get right down to it.
Right, exactly.
But at the same time, you know, how do you tell the city or the county that you don't appraise the value of the property they got?
Yeah,
one.
The good news is you can. The good news is you can dispute that and go out and reevaluate.
Yeah, it don't do any good.
Because
my husband did that before he passed away. I mean, and like they reduced it like maybe $1,000.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's nothing. Really,
that's not going to make any difference.
I mean, that's not even enough. What difference? It's not going to be the $6 or some dollars in the insurance, the property tax you pay. So it didn't really matter. It was a waste of time as far as I'm concerned. But
yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. It really does. Well, at $150,000, and probably if you sold it, you'd probably just stick the money in the bank anyway. But the banks are, what are they paying, like a half or 1% or whatever?
Probably 0.2 cents.
Exactly.
I mean, honest to God, it's such a little amount of money still. Almost you'd be better off just taking money out and putting it in the bank and put it in your house if you had to put a storage.
That's exactly right.
Because you're not actually getting anything.
Well, at $150,000, if you sell or finance $150,000, and we typically pay 4% interest because the banks now are in the high twos and low threes, but we pay 4%, and amortized over 20 years is a payment of $908.97, so about $909 per month. Now, but that's, and I know it's half of what you're getting, but it's mailbox money. You don't have to worry about taxes, insurance, repairs, and maintenance, and vacancies, and all that stuff, right?
Yeah,
we could get that. I think I could make that work because if we're going to be, you know, taking over and doing the repairs, maintenance, taxes, insurance, dealing with the tenants and all that, you know, that'll give us a little bit of cash flow because typically we have to figure somewhere around 40% is going to go to all that, right?
Uh-huh. I understand.
You know that. So that's going to be $720 right there. Go toward that. So that'll leave, you know, about maybe $180 a month cash flow after taxes, insurance, repairs, and maintenance. I don't know. Is that anything you might want to do?
Well, I'll need to think about that a little bit.
Well, why don't you do that? Why don't you do that?
Let me think about it, see what, because actually, I'd like to do it, but I'd like at the same time to get it maybe in 2 tax years, like part of it in 2020 and part of 2021.
But this is the beautiful thing about, well, you probably depreciated them down. Your basis is almost nothing, I would guess.
Well, they're pretty well depreciated out.
So here's the thing about if you do seller financing.
Up, I think, was it 27 and a half years? I think we had set them up on when.
Probably so.
And I haven't had them that long. It was an astronomical length of time. But
well, you know what, Frieda?
They're not completely gone.
The IRS has this thing where if you sell or finance a property, it's called the installment sale.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to have any tax bill up front other than what you're going to receive in the year you receive it. You can take what's called the installment sale, and you only pay taxes on the money in the year you receive it. So
Lord, I ain't going to live 20 more years. Good Lord.
Well, I want you to listen to this, though. And I get that. I totally get it. I have a lot of people that actually prefer this because they're really worried about if, God forbid, something happens to them. They're really worried about their heirs having to deal with the properties and the tenants and the repairs and all that. But this is mailbox money. You're able to leave your heirs a monthly check coming in. They don't have to worry about dealing with any of that. And they much prefer this, even though it's less money. It's about the same in the end, but it's also they don't have to worry about selling the property or their heirs selling the property because it's just mailbox money, right? And also, it's going to save you a lot of money on your tax bill, too, because you only pay taxes on the money in the year you receive it. Now, here's the other thing. God forbid something happened to you, Frieda. Whenever your heirs do take over, it's my understanding. I'm no CPA, but it's my understanding they're going to inherit it at the updated tax basis, right? At the updated, you know, so it's not like they're going to have a tax bill either.
Well, the only reason I say I'd like to break it down instead of getting it all one time, because I had two pieces of real estate that I sold in 2017. And did they burn me a new one? And
wow.
Then I got a notice from the Internal Revenue Service that because of my income, they took my Medicare. I had to put my own Medicare. I had to pay over $6,000 back.
What?
My Medicare premium cost. Yeah, I paid $6,000 to the Internal Revenue Service, or not to the Social Security Administration, because of my adjusted gross income was above a certain figure.
Wow.
My own insurance for a year, $6,000 for a solid year. So I certainly don't want to get in that.
No. You really don't. You really don't. And that's another thing the installment sale will help you with.
I've been there and done that, so I know what I'm talking about.
It sounds like it. You're very sharp. So, you know, do you do your own taxes or do you have a CPA to do it?
No, I have a CPA that handles them.
Well, you could,
I actually do it myself, and then I take them and they go up and see what I've done.
I typically recommend that a seller call their CPA and ask them about taking the installment sale to save me on taxes and have that mailbox money without having to deal with disposing of the property. And your CPA can tell you exactly how much money it's going to save you in tax. Because if you sold them for $150,000, right, and you sold them for all cash, you know, you're going to have a 15% tax bill. And that's $22,000 right there off the top that's going to pay taxes. But if you sold them with self-financing on the installment sale, you wouldn't have that. You would only pay taxes on the money that you received in the year you received it.
Yeah.
So it would be spread out.
Real estate. I did own real estate, and it took like 4 years or 5 years to recoup or get my money back. But we signed an agreement that they'd pay me off in 5 years or 6 years, and it did save a lot of money. But
right.
My husband was sick in 2017, and in October, before he passed away in February of 2018, he decided we need to sell a commercial piece of property.
Uh-huh.
And I got some over $400,000 for it. Well, they had been depreciated out. So needless to say, I got to pay tax on that kind of money.
Right. That's a lot, isn't it?
And that was a lot, let me tell you.
I thought
I'll never do that again as long as I live. You know, I'm not going to ever take it all at one time. I tried to get him late and let us do it like part in 2017 too, and to 2018, but he knew his days numbered and he didn't want me to have to have that responsibility, and he was gone. So we sold it and got the money in December, and he passed away in February. So he knew what was going on. He was very much aware of what was happening to him. So
anyway,
we got through that, but I sure did have to pay through the note, let me tell you.
I believe it. Well, you know, the good news is if you decide to go this route, this wouldn't happen to you. You know, it would be.
That's true. And then I could be fixed to where that my nephews are and my family will get whatever I've got because.
Oh, absolutely. So you set that up in your state however you want that.
Where go to them as long as.
And it would just be mailbox money for them. They wouldn't have to deal with tents or repairs or maintenance or any of that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me think about it, and I'll talk to my accountant and see what my recommendations are, and then I'll know what I need to do.
That sounds good. Do you know how to reach me if you have any questions or your accountant has any questions?
If you give me your telephone number again, I will.
Sure. Sure. My name is Larry Goins, G-O-I-N-S.
Okay. And his neighborhood?
Neighborhood Housing Group. Yeah, I've been buying and selling properties for over 30 years, probably bought and sold close to 1,000 properties.
I worked in an accounting office for 17 years.
Wow.
And I started this business, and I've worked here for 44 years. So I'm really
wow. Old. You told me the other week, a couple of weeks ago, you were slammed. You were busy.
It was I could not begin to tell you what it was an ordeal, let me tell you. It's a damn thing. Thank goodness our business is still good. But I'm telling you that 4 weeks in a row, I never worked hard my whole life as I did then.
I believe it. I believe
it. People were actually in a panic mode, and you just, they were not reasonable, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You just couldn't talk to them hardly.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a with, and we're doing all right now.
Well, that's good. Hopefully things are going to slowly start getting back to normal.
Well, I think so. I think they will. But then when people go back to work, then they're going to start buying again. So then our business will pick back up. It's not as good as it has been, but we're blessed with what we got.
That's great. That's a great way to look at it. It really is. Well, you think about it and talk it over and mention it to your CPA, and I'll follow up within a week or so.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Sounds good. I look forward to working with you if it works out. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.